The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. But whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works might be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. When my confrere came back with lunch, I asked him, "What took you so long? You were gone for 2 hours." He said the car wouldn't start. Apparently the anti-theft device activated, and the car apparently thought that my friend, Father Jerry, was a thief. So then he went on to explain how he actually got the car started with exact details. But of course, I wasn't interested in that. I was more interested in the lunch. I said, "Jerry, is this my sandwich over here? Did you get any chips with this? Did you get any of those packets of mayonnaise?" 6 months later, I took the same car up to the North Shore to give a talk. It was a late night, and when I got into the car, of course, the car did not start because of the anti-theft device activated it once again. It was too late to call. He didn't answer the phone, so I was trying to remember exactly what he said 6 months before. He said something about put the key in the ignition and turn it, but not all the way. And I remember he said distinctly that it has to be there for 10 minutes. It can't be 9 minutes and 59 seconds. It has to be exactly 10 minutes. So I waited for the 10 minutes, and the anti-theft device light, the dashboard disappeared, and I got the car started, and I got home. And as I was driving home, I realized why my friend was so persistent in telling me the exact details of how to get the car started if that device came on, because he knew that I might need that information in the future. I was 7 years old when my father gave me a lecture on do not smoke. Apparently, my father was in the army. Everybody smoked, so he smoked. They didn't know it was a health hazard, but when my father finally figured out it was affecting his health, he decided to quit. He told me it was the hardest thing he ever did in his life was to quit smoking. And he just didn't want me to have that same experience. So he says, "Peter, if you don't start, you'll never have to quit." So I'm thinking to myself, I'm 7 years old. What's he telling me all this for? I'm not going to smoke. I don't even get an allowance. 6 years later, after school, I was with my buddies, and somebody had a pack of cigarettes and started passing it around, and everyone was taking a cigarette out. And it was at that moment that I recalled what my father had told me about smoking. So when the pack came to me, I said, "You know something, guys? If I don't start, I'll never have to quit." Well, they all thought that was a pretty cool phrase, so they let me off the hook. And I remembered that now why my father told me when I was 7 years old. Because he knew that someday in the future, he wouldn't know when, but someday in the future I was going to need that particular information. And he was right. You know, in the gospel, it says that God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, Now that might not mean very much to us right now, we've heard it before. But there's someday we're going to need that information. Let me explain. So I was coming back from the hospitals. I was on foot because of the snow. And it was snowing all weekend. When I got back to the back of the house, I saw that there was a homeless man looking through our recycling bins, you know, to take out cans, you know, so we could redeem them for some change. I recognized him. He's regular. And I said, "Hey, how's it going?" So he turned around and he started walking toward me. At that moment, all the snow that was on the roof slipped off and landed right in front of the recycling bins where he was standing. He heard the thump behind him. He looked back and he saw the pile of snow. And he turned around and looked at me and he said, "God sent you to save my life." And then he reached into his pocket and took out a $1 bill and he handed it to me. That's what he did. Let me tell you what he did not do. He did not go into his pocket, pull out a wad of money, flip through the 20s, through the 10s, through the 5s, till he got to a $1 bill, slipped the $1 bill out and handed it to me. Like most people do when it's the time for the Sunday collection. No. He took out his $1 bill and handed it to me. And I said, "I'm not taking it." And he said back to me, "It's not for you. It's for God. He just saved my life." And he walked away, humming away, smiling, happy. Think about that for a minute. Now, if you were out in the cold looking through recycling bins to get a couple of cans so that you can get maybe exchange it for maybe a cup of coffee or a hot bowl of soup, you're probably not having a very good day. But he was the happiest person I saw all weekend. You know why? Because he knew that somebody was watching out for him. Somebody cared about him. Somebody loved him. You know, someday in the future, we're going to need that information that God so loved us that he gave us his only son. We're going to need that. It might be the worst day of our lives. It might be a difficult moment. But we're going to have to reach back and recall those words. And then when we do, people are going to see us and know that we're the happiest person they saw all weekend.